It's Chippy. I think I've got Audioboo working on the Nokia 808. My God, I had to jump through some hoops. Who do I need to thank for this? Because it's working now, I think. Nick Robinson, thank you for your tweet. He sent me a link. Had to do some hex editing of a file. Haven't done that for a while, but the Audioboo app that's in the web-based Ovi store that doesn't appear on the 808 is there, and it works. And this is testament to it working. So thank God I've got a way to use the awesome mics on this 808 so we can do some recording. I'm not sure what recording settings Audioboo uses. I hope it uses high quality. And we'll check it out by listening to this Audioboo. So good stuff, it's working. I'm at IDF, we just did day zero, and we had a session on steampunk and how it relates to the future of computing. Really tough, and I didn't get it, to be honest. Steampunk guys seem to want tweakability on their technology. They want the ability to take things apart, stick things on again, and it just doesn't fit with the way technology's going right now, at least consumer technology. Tablets, sealed units, Ultrabooks, sealed units, smartphones even getting into sealed units, but locked bootloaders, etc., etc. Not sure how Intel is going to feed that back into its ecosystem and then to its partners. We'll see. I'm sure their partners may not take the same view about devices that are hackable, upgradable. It just doesn't fit their best business models, I don't think. Not that I'm not a fan of it. I think it's fantastic. And back in the times of Origami and UMPCs, when it was a PC-based tablet, you could do stuff with it. It was very flexible. That was one of the cool features about it. But it's well, that wasn't successful for a number of reasons. One of which may have been the user experience just wasn't there. It was too complicated. Anyway, day one starts tomorrow. We've got keynote at 9 o'clock from Paul Ottolini. And oh no, actually, is it from Paul? I'm not sure actually. Anyway, keynote tomorrow morning is going to talk about more futures, so we're going to get loads of demos. We're going to be blogging it on ultrabitnews.com, so check it out there, and Twitter, Chippy, and Google Plus as well, which is working out pretty easy for me for images. So check it out. Thanks for listening to this Audioboo test. I'll try and throw out some more during the coming week. Cheers.